When Americans lost their appetite for big band music, Louis Prima and Keeley Smith moved to Las Vegas and helped perfect the Lounge Act.
'Cause nothing's too good for my baby,
for my baby,
for my baby,
for my baby,
sugar baby,
sugar baby.
Nothing's too good for my baby,
for my baby. 'Cause baby is so good and kind to me.
Known for his stagecraft, Prima played the funny man. Keeley Smith, his fourth wife, played it straight and cool. It was the early 50s, before the Rat Pack. After Keeley Smith and Louis Prima divorced in 1961, Smith sang solo for a while, but eventually left the business to raise her children. Capitol Records recently released a CD that brings together Keeley Smith's solo and collaborative performances. And she joins me now from her home in Southern California. Welcome, Keeley Smith.
Thank you very much.
There's one song on the album that was previously unreleased, When the Day is Done, and this was recorded live in 1958 at the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas. Before we listen to it, could you please set the scene for me and describe what it was like to sing at the Sahara back in the late 50s?
Well, the Sahara was a lounge, a very small little lounge, maybe 60 people, 70 people. The stage was very small. It was up behind the bar, and we had to walk behind the bar to get up to the stage each night. When we first went to work there, we were completely broke. I was pregnant, and we needed a job. And Bill Miller, he was the entertainment buyer at the Sahara. And Louis called him from New York and told him the truth, said that we're broke, we need a job, my wife is pregnant, what can you do? And he said, I can give you 2 weeks in the lounge. We opened in Las Vegas on November 24th, 1954. And we went there with a two-week contract, and we stayed like almost 8 years.
Keeley Smith made an album and for Capitol in the studio. It was last year with Nelson Riddle's orchestra.
After we got in there, Louis changed everything. They had the service station for the bar right in front of the little stage. And the girl would walk up and say, three beers and two this and two that, while I'm in the middle of singing The Man I Love or something. And Louis got that move down to the far end of the bar. And then we got a maitre d' that would seat people. It really turned out to be a nice lounge.
Keeley Smith, it's been almost 50 years now since you recorded When the Day is Done. What goes through your mind when you hear it now?
Oh, golly, nothing very much, to tell you the truth. You know what? I don't know where you got what you're playing. I don't have that of Louis introducing it with in his voice and so forth. What is that on?
That's on this Essential Capitol collection.
Oh, I don't have the new one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that yet. Anyhow, I just started doing When Day is Done in my act again. I didn't do it for years because it was hard to duplicate Nelson's sound. And those arrangements all came out of Nelson Riddle's head. He was brilliant.
What is it about the lounge scene of the 1950s that was so cool that it transcends all this time? And it's movies, too. I mean, if you think of something like Ocean's 11 and the affinity now for the Rat Pack and that entire era, why has it persisted?
I think that stems from the act itself on stage. We have a lot of lounge acts that are very cold and very indifferent to the audience. We talked to our audience. The audience was allowed to ask us questions. They were allowed to interact with us on stage. Nobody ever called me Miss Smith. It was always Keeley. Nobody ever called Louis Mr. Prima. And I do that today in my act. I talk to my audience. They're allowed to talk to me. And it's like I'm doing a show in my living room, kind of. And that's what our lounge was. It was one big living room.
Keeley Smith, you took a long break. I mean, the press release that comes out with this newly released collection says that after the 1960s, you took the rest of the century off. But as we've been discussing, you're back on the stage. You've been singing lounge acts again. Why did you decide to return?
Well, my daughter, I stopped working to raise my daughters. And all of a sudden, one day, my daughters came to me and said, Mom, you should go back to work now. And I did. I finally decided one day, okay, I'll take a stab at it. Actually, they had a room at the Century Plaza Hotel in Los Angeles, and Joey Bishop's brother was the maitre d' there. And whenever an act would get sick, his brother would call and say to me, Keeley, can you come over and fill in for us because da-da-da, whatever. And I would always go do that. And I thought, well, heck, this is okay. I can still do this. So I finally decided to go back to work.
Keeley Smith, her new album is called Keeley Smith, The Essential Capital Collection, and thanks very much for being with us, Ms. Smith.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Old black magic has me in its spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do?